In the middle of the story of the Varshechi, and what was the case? The man grabbed something from the woman and then wanted to marry her with it. And Shakla v'ishtaka, she was quiet. So the Gemara says that it depends. Depends if it's the Shadich or the Lai Shadich. If it's a case of Shadich, then it's a good Kiddush. If it's a case of Lai Shadich, then it's not a good Kiddush. So the Gemara brings a raya, Menotema de Shanilan, and Shadich Lai Shadich de Tanya. Brings a raya. Amala kinsi sel azash ani chayav lechi, the chaz of Amala is kachi libay. This is a slightly different case. He owes her money. Maybe we'll have a chance, we'll get to see why, if that should make a difference. The Gemara right now is saying there's not much difference. If you owe her money because you stole, you owe her money because you borrowed. Kinsi salzash and echayv lechi v'alchaz amalah eskachi levay b'shach mat mois ratza mekudeshes l'ratza eina mekudeshes l'acha mat mois afil ratza eina mekudeshes. So it's saying that kaidim mat mois, it depends ratza sa alai ratza sa. So the Gemara answer, the Gemara asks, what's pshat? My ratza sa my alai ratza sa eina ratza damri my ratza damra alai ha'ishtaka. So what's it about yishtaka? You can go two ways. Either say Yishtaka, have a Kedushin, that's Shvet, this is Mekudesh Estam. Then she just say Mekudesh, so obviously law is not a good Kedushin. Kiyasa? Ella must be Ratsa Sadam Re'in, Lai Ratsa Sadi Yishtaka, the Katani Aina Mekudesh, Lai Tami Yachal Amemi, and Shakli Didi Shakli. So we see you could say in Shakli to Didi Shakli. If so, Koshahach, it's read the previous case of Kitcher Begezel Chamas of Geneva. We said it is Mekudesh, steer it to two brises. So what's the Gemara say? Now, you just have to know, the Gemara does not mean that she says in Shakli the Didi Shakli. It doesn't mean she verbalizes, says yes, in Shakli. That's not the case. The case is she takes it. And what do we understand her intention to be? Most people would say that if you steal something from a woman, you give it back to her B'teres Kedushin. So she is saying in Shakli Vididi Shakli. It doesn't mean she verbalizes the words in Shakli Vididi Shakli. It just means that that's understood that she's taking what was stolen. She's not taking a Kiddush.
Why didn't you say Kiddushes or any Kiddushes? Sounds like if I love my mind, I think tell her whatever she said. It sounds like
the Chayla doesn't mean she could taina. It doesn't matter what she tainas later. Even if later she'll taina and then Kedushin, it's not going to help. If you steal something from a woman and then you give it back to her, but her is Kedushin, and she's shaysik, and later she says, I meant it for Kedushin, that's not going to change anything. Because it's explaining why. It's explaining, since Yechayla Meimim Shakli Disha. Alright, there are two issues in the sugya. One is a general question, and one is a specific question. First is a general question. What happens if you, at a regular chasm, instead of saying, Hare Yama Kudeshesli, the Tabarazuk Das Reshiv Yisrael, the chasm, instead of saying Hare Yat, which is a Lashon Mukhlet, a Lashon of certainty, he says, will you marry me, the Tabarazuk Das Reshiv Yisrael? If a chassan says that type of a lashon, iyavinalach mekudeshesli, he says lashon iyavinalach tavazu, will you be mekudeshesli? Is that a good lashon? Lashon of a question. It's mashma from our Gemara. So the Karban Nisanal brings a raya from this Gemara. That it is good. The Karban Nisanal is earlier on Daf Tes. Shin the Karban Nisanal. It says from Agamara we see that it's good, even a question. Why? Because the whole reason Agamara is no good is because she could say in Shakli Vididi Shakli. Vice dois, if she couldn't say in Shakli Vididi Shakli, if it wasn't something stolen from her, if it wasn't a case, in this case, he asked her, if I give it back, will you marry me? And she was quiet. So you say it's not a Kedushin. Why? Because she could say, Didi Shakli, I'm taking back my own thing. If I say, if it wasn't this type of case, a Lashon question would be good.
By her saying that, yes, I'll marry you, what's happening is she's saying that I'll marry you.
I mean, it should be chsar in his amira.
Yeah.
Should be a chsar in his amira, because if you learn that amira is part of the dikat, which we learned, then it should be a chsar. So vaista is that it's not a chsar, because when a man says, "Will you marry me?" with the Basel of Nashi Yisrael, he's stating his preference that there be a marriage. That's what we understand. Because if he wouldn't want the marriage, he wouldn't ask her. So I think it's he's saying his das when he asks the question. He's not taking a poll. You know, will you marry me? He's saying, I would like to marry you. He's just asking a Balash and Shaila. And the question is in her das. So that's why it's not a chsar. But at any rate, the Karban Nisano certainly is medayik from our Gemara that Lash and She'ila is a good Lash. We have one other place where there was a Lash and She'ila, and that was Daftesa Me'alef, where we had a case, a few similar cases, where a Hugarim man was drinking beer, and a woman said, Havli chat kisa, give me a cup of beer. And he said to her, if I give it to you, will you marry me? So she said, Ashkiya Ashkiya, Ashkiya, give me the drink. So Gemara said, Kol Ashkiya Ashkiya Lach Kolobu. So what's the case on Daftes and Meramas? It's a similar thing. He said Lashon question. She answered a sarcastic Lashon, like, just have a meva, just give it to me. So the Gemara says that because she said a Lashon, have a meva, that's why it's no good. It's a language which implies that she's not masking. So the Karmen Asanov says, Vaistais, if she would not have said a sarcastic Lashon, Stama, it would be good. So Karmen Asanov is of the opinion that a Lashon question, in general, is a good Kiddush. The Rajba in our Sugya, if I understand it correctly, the Rajba Daf Tesa Men Aleph, where he refers to our Sugya, at least the way that Avni Malum explains it, Avni Malum is the end of Simon Chavtes, learns differently. He learns our Gemara is talking at Avar Shafi that he said a Lashon Mukhlet. He didn't just ask. He also said Hari Abba Kudeshesli Bevar Shafizah. Why didn't the Gemara say so? He says the Gemara doesn't have to say it. It's understood in the Gemara that he said Hariyat. And our Gemara is talking, even when he said Hariyat, it's still not a Kedushin, because she could say in Shak Levi Yedisha. So according to the Rajba, the whole Diuk falls away from our Gemara. It's not necessarily a right the Rajba argues on this side, but the Diuk from our Gemara falls away, because our Gemara is not a Lashon Shaila. Our Gemara is a Lashon Mukhlat. And the mere fact that the Rajba has to stick in that it's a Lashon Mukhlat, why isn't he happy with a Lashon Shaila? If I say in the Rajba that a Lashon Shaila is not, certainly not an ideal Lashon. You're supposed to say a Lashon Mukhlat. Now, it seems there's some type of machlaikis between the Karban Asano and the Rajba about a Lashon She'ila. However, I want to point out to you, this has nothing to do, it seems to me, this has nothing to do with Halacha L'maaseh. Why? Because in 99% of the cases, if you tell a woman, will you marry me for this tabas, that's Moshe V'Yisrael. The fact that she accepts the tabas is the same as saying yes. In a normal case, if you say a Lashon She'ila, and then she does something to show she's accepting the tabas, in a normal case, that's the same thing as saying yes. The issue of Lashon Shaila only comes up in an abnormal case, where she wanted it for a different reason, like an Agamara. She wanted it because she wanted it as payment of her chayv or of her gzeil. Or the kes, where she originally wanted it for a matana. So this whole Shaila, the Somach Lekis, the Karban Asano and the Rajba is only Negeya in these unusual cases where she expected it either as a Matana or she expected it as a payment of Gezela or a payment of Halva. So here we can clarify. She didn't say yes. But taking it is not a Raya. So it was a Lashon Shaila, a good Lashon, and that's a Somach Lekis, the Shulchan Gemara and the Rajba. But in most cases, certainly If a person today would say, will you marry me? And she sticks out her finger to accept it, so that'll certainly be a good kiddush. That's the same as saying yes. So that although it sounds like such a klali sticky issue, is the lashon will you marry me good enough? It's kemat not an issue. It's only an issue in these few unusual cases where she wants it for a different reason. And in those cases, we have here what appears to be a machlokes to Shulchan Aruch and the Rashi. Question, the way I understand it, the question is if her failure to say yes shows anything. The Rashba is saying that if she fails, if you ask a question and she doesn't reply, that means no. That means no. You say, will you marry me? And she doesn't say yes or do something to show yes. That shows us something wrong. Because she should answer. If she wants to marry you, she should answer. All right, so this is the first inyan, which, as I say, is more of a klaliistic inyan, which comes from Agamar. The second inyan is an inyan of a specific case, which is brought down in the Tshuvas Ma'aril and in the Ramah, in Simcha Chesif Katan Hay, which is a machlokes achrayim, ma'isa shahaya kachaya. In the Gemara's case, who's the ganiv? The man. The man's the ganiv. So we say, b'dishadich, if he gives it to her, it's good, and b'dilay shadich, it's not good. Now, before I get to the Tshuvas Ma'aril, just I want to review from yesterday. What's the Gemara's case? He grabbed something. So we're saying, if he gives it back to her for kedushin, it's good b'dishadich. How did it become his? It's not his. How's it good? That's what we say. How did it become his?
She's
we said she's machnet. The Ritva says she's machnet to him. She's machnet to him. I think Duran says the same thing. She's machnet to him. That's why it's a good kedushin, right? Because you can't kedush a woman with her thing. It's got to be yours. So the Ritva and Duran said that she's machnet to him. That's for sure. Now we have a reverse case. The reverse case is the following case. A woman was a ganev, how do you say female? Ganeva. Ganeves. There's not too many women are ganovim because otherwise we wouldn't know how to say it. No? So a woman was a thief. She stole something from him. He says, give it back. And she says, no. So he told her, all right, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with this thing that you stole from me. And you can tell me, why would a man want to marry such a woman? I don't know. Maybe they're really friendly and she stole it for a joke. I don't know. But she stole it. He said, give it back. She said, no. He said, okay, I am mekudeshesly with that, whatever it is that you're holding that you stole from me. So the question is, what is the din in such a case? So the Ramah says that it's not a good kiddush. Not a good kiddush. Now that case is not a good kiddush. Why is she thinking for kiddush? There's no raya. She wants kiddush. She's a thief. She stole it anyway. She has it anyway. But she can get married to him for something she has anyway. The shaila is, and the machlokes is, what happens if she says him? Ask him. Would that be a good kedusha? She stole something from him. What? In Ramah's case, she didn't say anything. The shaila is, if she says a hen, if she says I'm asking, maskemes, would it be a good kedusha on that? What's the shaila? This is already a lomdisha shaila. Tell you what the shaila is. We had in the Sechta Pesachim. Gemara said, if I own something and you steal it, can I make it hegdish? You stole my thing, so I want to say harizu hegdish. It's become hegdish. Gemara says, I can't make it hegdish. It's mine, but it's not brashusi. It's under my control. Could the ganav make it hegdish? The ganav wants to make it hegdish. Gemara says, no. The ganav, it's brashusai, but it's not shalai. In order to make something hegdish, you need it to be shalai, to belong to him, and it should be Bershusa, it should be under his control. You need two facets to ownership. The facet that you own it, your name is there as the owner, and Bershusai, that it has to be something which is under your control. The Shailas V'tshuva She'eris Yosef, which is brought down in the Beis Shmuel on this Ramah, says that you can't be Mekadosh the woman with this thing that she stole. Why? What's the answer? Why can't the maid Mekadosh the thing with things she stole? It's not Bershusai, it's Shalai. It's not Bershusai. How could he be Maknet? He can't be Maknet to her. He can't be Maknet something unless it's Shalai and Bershusai. So being that it's not Shalai and Bershusai, you can't be Maknet. Oh, good. 1 second. Good. Let me get there. So that's the Sheris Yaisa Shita, that you can't be Maknet to her because it's Shalai. It's Taka Shalai, but it's not Bershusai. It can't be Maknet. Davnei Meluim disagrees. Davnei Meluim says, it's taka true. If it's not Bershusi, I can't be Maknet to anybody. But that's to anybody else. To the Goslin himself, to the Goslin, I could be Maknet to the Goslin. Why can't I be Maknet to the Goslin? It's Shali. It's not Bershusi. But the Ganiv, or the Goslin himself, it's already in his Rishus. All he needs is to become Shalai. So I can be Maknet to him, because it's the fact that it's not Bershusi is not a Chsam, Lagabe him. So we have here this Machlaikis. Machlaikis is, could a Nignav be Maknet something to the Ganiv himself? Could the Nignav be Maknet something to the Ganiv himself? Or do we say it can be Maknet, it's not Bershusai? Or do we say it could be Maknet? The Sheris Yosef says you cannot be Maknet, it's not Bershusai. And Nami Lum says it could be Maknet. Who cares if it's to the Nignav himself? What's the problem? From our Gemara, it's a Raya which way? Surely? A minute ago, you knew. From our Gemara, it's Samashma. No, anybody. It's clear you could be Makna. Why? Because in our Gemara, who's Makna to who? The lady's Makna to the man. It's her thing. The man stole it. Now he's Makadisha with it. So he's not going to be Makadisha with it. It's not his. So he says she's Makna to him. Same problem. It's not Bershusa. How could she be Makna? In our Gemara, the man's the Ganid. How could she be Makna to him? From this Gemara is a Raya that you could be Machna something even though the Nignav can't be Machna to anybody else, but he could be Machna to the Gazan. Someone stole my car, Chas V'Shalom. So I tell you, I'll sell you my car. It's stolen. I'll sell it to you. If we get it back, it'll be yours. So you're a gambler. You're willing to take a chance. So I'll do a Kenyan with you. It's not a Kenyan. I can't be Machna to you by car, which is not for Shusi. But to the Goslin, Davni Lulum says, I could be Maknet to him. I could tell the guy, look, you're a Goslin, I'll sell it to you. I'll make a deal with you. Give me some money and we'll forget it. So that, he says, you could. There's no problem.
What's the logic behind it?
The logic is that I can't be Maknet to someone else because it's Shali, but it's not Bershusi. But to the Goslin, that's not a problem because it's already Bershus the Goslin. He's only missing that it's not Shalai. If all he's missing is not Shalai, so I can sell him the fact that it's Shalai. That's the machlokes. Whether for me, just like if I make it, I can't make it hegdish if it's not Bershusi, so I can't be my sell it at all. Or it's Shalai, I can't sell it because I can't go over the Rishus. But for the good niggas, I'm sorry.
The Rishus is that you have a place you can do it wrong. Right. What you want to do is end up where you want to be. So the highest thing you have in the kind of.
Right.
And you're doing what you want to
get.
If you want to give it to somebody else, you don't have
that credit because I can't make it. So it shouldn't be, you're saying even more, that the chsar that's not here shouldn't matter because it is in my control to the extent that I'm copy this person, I could be back with him. Okay, it's a good chsar. It's a good chsar. Maybe that's not what it means.
What's something in Gish was a girl?
Veshiv Sagzela is if I don't want to give it to the Gazlan, the Gazlan mitzvah to return it to me.
So now, if you're going ahead and claim that she can keep it as long as she's married, then there's no Veshiv Sagzela there?
That's right. There's no Veshiv Sagzela because I'm Makne. Because I'm Makne to the person.
It was never stolen.
I can't say it wasn't stolen. B'shas Maisa was an Avera, but I'm going to be really be Mevatel the mitzvah of the Hesha. There'll be no way she can be kind of Hesha. What you're saying is good, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. Okay? This is the Machlaikis. The Stifler brings, this is my Machlaikis. The end of the Stifler brings an interesting Shagas Aryeh, interesting Halacha L'maisa situation. People used to bake matzahs, not like today you buy it baked. People would, the town oven would be kashered, and everybody would make their matzahs and go to the oven, everyone would bake their matzahs in the oven. It was common that the matzahs in the oven got mixed one with the other. It's like a challah, you could tell a challah, and a matzah is a matzah. It's very hard to tell which is yours. So there'd be the town oven. Everybody would come. Let's say I put in 10 matzahs. You put in 10 matzahs. The third person puts in 10. We pull out 30 matzahs. So I know exactly which is mine and which is yours. I would take 10, and you take 10, and you take 10. So Shagas Aryeh says that l'chayyid is a problem because the halacha, not well known, is that matzah needs to be lachem. Just like lulav and esrit have to be lachem. Matzah shel mitzvah, the says the matzah on the night of the Seder, also needs to be lachem. So there's a problem that even if I tell you, I'll take 10, you take 10, you take 10, it's not yet good enough because if you let me take yours, but it's still yours, I still have a problem.
It's still lachem.
Why is it not mine?
The call. The whole call gets together, they all bake it to l'shem, the whole call.
Well, any oven full, I didn't bake it to l'shem hakol. I didn't go at the end of the day. I tried to take my matzahs, but it gets confused sometimes which is which.
If I go and make Erev Pesach matzahs,
right.
I'm not necessarily going to get the matzahs.
Yeah, because there it's different. Because the Erev Pesach matzahs, everything belongs to the matzah factory, and they sell it to you. You don't pay for it beforehand. You get your matzah, it's baked, and you buy it.
It's the same here.
So, but here, no. Here, they went at home. They took flour and water.
Flour, but they put it
and so the matzah I got is your flour and your water, so how about your
itzah? It's all shared by everybody else. Everybody has a shikol.
If you're not makbid, but if you're not makbid, it's still yours.
So. It is yours. Everything is yours.
Alright, what it says is that the rekeach, the Shagas Aryeh brings, this is the Siman Tzadikim, Tzadik Aleph, and the Shagas Aryeh, he brings that we should tell the people afterwards, they should say, "Kol mi shabah matzasi liyadai hari yushalai." That we should teach people that they should say that whoever got my matzah, I'm asking it should be his. Shagas Aryeh asks, I think the way the Stifler understands it, he means to say, "How could you be makdim?" At that point, it's shalai, but not pershusai. When we're walking out of a matzah bakery, I have 10 matzahs, you have 10 matzahs, you have 10 matzahs. Now, some of mine might be in your bag. You're not willing to give it to me. It's shali, but it's in your rishus. If some is shali and not in my rishus, how could I be makdid? That's not what the Kerech says. The Kerech says, seems to say that even the truth is, even before you take it out, it's probably not rishus. But I'll tell you what the Shagas Aryeh says. The reason that it works is because the nigzal could be makna to the gazlan himself. You could be makna kedemuchach bekama dufti. He says it's mashu many places in Shas that even though a nigzal can't be makna to anybody else, but to the gazlan himself you could be makna. So here with the matzahs too, even if someone accidentally took your matzah, but to him you could be makna. There's no chsaron, which is the same as shita of the Avnei Meluin.
How is there nigzal agazlan?
If I take your thing by mistake, I'm a gazlan by mistake.
But everybody understands somebody's going to take it. It's not like
right. So it means everyone understands that people are going to be a gazlan by mistake.
Why would you be letting us into the Torah minute? Why would you live in such a situation?
That's why they would teach each other to be mindful. They would teach each other to be mindful.
But look, they're going to be involved in the affair anyway. You don't make matzah to mitzvah rabba meir.
I think you're allowed to take something if you know that the person is going to be mitzvah, you're going to be mitzvah.
So then you consider it gavur or
not. What?
Then are the people considered gavur or not? If they're not considered a gavur, then you don't.
Okay, I take it back. I shouldn't say the word gavur. I should say the person who has something which is mine. It's not a gavur. Because I have to take it. If you come to my house, and I'm not makbid, I'll let you eat whatever you want in my house. I told you once, you can do whatever you want, eat it in my house. So you come to my house tonight at a Seder, and I'm not home, wherever I am. You take a matzah and you eat it. You're not a gazna. I'm sorry, you're not makai in the midst of matzah, because it's not yours, it's mine. It's my matzah.
No,
you can't be makai in the midst of
it. Whoever takes it will be
here. So therefore what?
So therefore the makni.
So you need akno, you need a kinyan for that. So you need a kinyan, you need a kinyan. The Shagas Aryeh says that the kinyan works afterwards. You're saying the kinyan can work in the beginning. The Shagas Aryeh says the kinyan works afterwards, even though it's not Pershusi. If you come to my house, it's Pershusi. Of course I could be makhnet to you. But in the matzah bakery, it's not Pershusi. You have 10, I have 10. I don't even know which ones to be able to take it back. But this is the Shagas Aryeh, it works. Right from Adam. Okay, it's true we had, and the Rush grabbed this on this next sugya, the next Rush. The Rush says that if I let you use my talis, it's my intention to give it to you in a way that's Mekayim mitzvah. And you're right. You're right. Nachinami. If I tell you can take matzah, so the kilo I said you can take it in the way that's Mekayim mitzvah. And you're right. Lamaisa amaknit. But in that case, it was my talis. It's for Shusi and Shali. I could be maknit. In the case of the Batzah bakery, it's not for Shusi. That's what bothers the Shagasari. It's there. It's not for Shusi. When you have 10, I have 10. I can get them to come back from you. It's not under my control. So this is.
Also, the Russian is saying that if you use the palace and Susi, you're going to get the palace back. But we have to think about it.
Yeah, but the Rush says that even by a ring, we're not going to get it back. You can be Makashi Isha with it. I won't get it back. I'm giving it to you in a way. If you want to do a mitzvah with it, I mean to do it in a way that you can do the mitzvah. The Rush is saying it in all cases. The Nesivis, he has, it's interesting, Nesivis has a Sefer Kilos Yaakov. And the Stipler in his Sefer Kilos Yaakov brings the Nesivis' Sefer Kilos Yaakov. And he answers, he's Tzayla Kutavni Meluin. Kederach HaNesivis, he argues with the Tzayis. Siyagos Davni Meluin. He says he disagrees with this whole thing. He says a nigzal cannot be makna to a gazna. It's not true. A nigzal can't. And in the Maril's case, in the Ramah's case, even if she says hen, if she steals something from him, he can't marry her. He can't marry her with it, like the Sherry says. I, in Agamara, the lady is makna to the man. In Agamara, we just said the lady is makna to the man. So he says, now what's the case in Agamara? The man stole from the woman, and now he wants to marry her with it, so it has to be his. She's Michael. She's knocked it to him. Zup the stipler, b'shem nesivis. It works there, not b'teres hakna, but b'teres mechila. When the ganav stole, the man stole the varshati, and she now can't be makneh to him. She can't be makneh to him. Because she can't do a kinyan. It's not in the rishus. But she could be meichel. If someone steals something from you, you could be meichel and say, keep it. Mechila works. Zakti chilas Yaakov. The whole Avni Meluim's comparison of our Gemara to the Ramah's case is not a comparison. Why? Because in our Gemara, the gazlan is the man. We have to make it his so he can be mekadesh anish. How do we make it his? Through mechila. She'll be meichel to him. He's a ganit. She's meichel, his chiyuv to return it. Now it's shalai, it's b'shusa, it's everything. He can mekadesh her. In Agamara's case, there's no problem. In the fakerta case, though, what was the case of the Ramah? Who stole? She stole. Halakha. She stole. He says, okay, you want to give it? You don't want to give it back? Hurry up, mekadesh, see what you stole. He can't be makna to her. He could be Michael, but you can't be Mekadesh and Isha with being Michael. Mekadesh Benul Ve'enu Mekudeshes. You can't say, I'll marry you with the fact that I'm Michael something that you owe me. You need a Hakna, you need a Kenyan. So he says the Sheris Yosef is right that you cannot be makna, a nitzal can't be makna even to a gazer, can't be makna to anybody. Our Gemara, and our Gemara, how could she be makna to the man, the varshechi, so he can make the marriage? And our Gemara works with teres mechila, a nitzal can be makna to a gazer. So maybe he says Agamar is different, and the whole demon falls away. If he would say that, yeah, no, it would work. He doesn't. It's not the case. So these are the two yotzei medivreihems of this sugya, the two main ones. Again, one, the issue, the general issue of kedushin b'lashon she'ila, and two, this issue of how is she makna to him exactly. She's knocked at him. If you learn like the Avni Miluim, she's knocked him with a haknora, and we learn the Yisai that a nigzal could be knocked into a gazna. Shag Zari holds. You hold like the Sheris Yosef and the Kilas Yaakov, then no, it works with Teres Mechila. It works as well. According to this, by Matzah it wouldn't work. By Matzah, no, Mechila should work there too, I'm sorry. Mechila should work by Matzah too. Mechila would make it to person, so be lachem. By matzah it should work. You don't need hakno, you just need it to be his. It's only by chasna where you need to be ma. Mechila would be enough, right? Mechila. Mechila would always be enough except to do a ma'aseh kedusha. Mechila would not. If they're Meichel without knowing they're Meichel, it'll be good enough because of the Rosh Hashanah. When they wanted you to do a mitzvah, when they're asking for you to do a mitzvah, they mean that it should be in any way that it works. It's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh says that if you're going to shul, and you take someone's talis, no person's talis, it was not makpid, and you take his talis for the mitzvah, it becomes mamish yours, Amalas Lahauser. It's a big chiddush, even though he doesn't have any specific da'as to be makpid, but since he nichleid lev mishum mitzvah v'mayne, so it works. In the chinam, it'll work better matzah too.
But you wouldn't need the person to be aware of
it. It's a chiddush, but that's not what it says. For a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah.
Why can't you talk about it? It's like the person who's always mechanized. You can't always come to my hands and eat my food.
It's different. If he's always mechanized, that's not a mechila needs specific das. In general, I'm mechanized, so I have an umdana, I can do it. I know you're not makdiv. But in order for you to be Michael the Payal, I stun you in here, I would need that there's a... Let's say I hold that if I'm in your house, you give me to eat. I have a right to put it in my pocket and take it home, because it's mine. Let's say I hold like those cheetahs. But still, if I come to your house and I take it to eat, then I decide I want to take it home, I wouldn't be allowed to. It's different when you're Michael the Payal and when you're just not Michael. There's a difference. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayse. The Gemara now gets sidetracked. I'd like to learn up a long piece of Gemara. Those of you who did not make a laning on it, just follow along with me. It's not a hard Gemara. Okay? Kinoch na shei derabasi. This is a very nice thing. You know, usually when someone dies, they have a spadim. Everyone just says the same thing about how nice they were and how much they learned. When Rabasi died, Aylu Rabbanu Nekutu L'Shmaisei. It's a nice thing. Person died, they got together, everyone said we're shtickle tire from him. Maybe it's much nicer than, no? What? That's what Oscar does. Okay, good. Good. They don't print their spade, you mean. They, okay. He not nashu dervasi, aylu rabbanu nekutai v'shmaitzi. They said, let's get gatherish in his memories. So that's why here we're going to have a lot of side memories. Bear with me, we're going to try to go through them relatively quickly. They're not hard gemaras. Amar Yehuda Rabbana, Rabbi Yaakov Shemay, Hachi. First one spoke, Rabbi Yaakov. Hachi Amar Abasi, Amar Amoni. Shem Sheinisha Niknis Papachas Meshava Pruta, Kechin Karka, Niknis Meshava Pruta. Just like you can't buy a woman less than a Pruta, so Karka, you can't do a Kinya Karka with less than a Pruta either. Amar Ulai. Natalia Apopi Sheinisha Niknis Meshava Pruta, Karka Niknis Papachas Meshava Pruta. Ah, the Brisa says you could buy Karka with less than a Pruta. Amalei, Tanya he be chalipin. Can you chalipin work? The Tanya, kainu be kliyaf bishem b'shava pruta. So that's the first name. So you can buy karka. Can you kesef? It has to be a pruta. Can you chalipin? It can be less than a pruta. The chiddush is, I would think a woman's no good because it's a bezayin far less than a pruta. So maybe karka, where it's, I mean, you know, bezayin, you could do less than a pruta. So Gemara says, no, Bechlal, Kinyan Kesef doesn't work with less than a foot. Could be, unless that's Gufa telling us that's not Kesef. No, Karka, you don't care. There's no, I don't think there's any design by Karka. It's only any design by Kedusha. Sell it doesn't care. It's just a mean. There's no such thing. Why doesn't say such thing? It says by Nisha, it doesn't say. Hadi Yasi Kami. New thing. Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Kol Sheni Adea B'tif V'kidushin Lo Yehei Lo Yesek Imoyim. We had this already also in Davav. That somebody doesn't know Gittin and Kedushin should not be involved with them. On this, Rabasi said, again, the same members of Rabasi. I'm Rabasi, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. V'koshin lo oilam yaisim adar amabu. This is a terrible thing when a person gets involved in getting the Kedushin, doesn't know what's lying. Shenemar ola v'chichish v'ratzayach v'gonai v'niyof v'paratzu v'damim v'damim nogu. My mashma, how's that mashma? It's worse than adar amabu. Can the targum Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef said the targum, my lidin benin menoshich avrayen chayven al chayven meisifin. That they, the niyof is, if they have children from someone who's an Eishes Ish, chayvin al chayvin maisifin, it's a double problem. It's an aveira the bia, and then having mamzerim, yibaba mamzerim in the world. Yksiv al kein teyove al haaretz, mum lal kol yesh viba, b'chayis asada, b'yif ha-shamayim, v'gam digay hayom yasafu. So there, it's such an Eish that's roi to destroy even the digay hayom, ilo b'dar amabal, and yigzer gezeir al dagam shabiyah. It's so funny, it says, can we targum Rabbi Yosef? We don't need Rabbi Yosef. You can open up a chumash. Rabbi Yosef didn't write the targum. Right? Yenis Menaziah wrote the targum. So it's can the targum Rabbi Yosef? Can the targum Yenis Menaziah, right? And Rabbi Yosef Menaziah was a lot before, right? He was. So it's a strange thing. So Rashi seems to be bothered by that. So Rashi, could the targum Rabbi Yosef says to have a bucket targum Nadiyan, should targum Yenisim Raziel? Okay, Rabbi Yosef was a bucket and targum. The Ritva says, why was Rabbi Yosef a bucket and targum? He says, because Rabbi Yosef was blind, and blind people are not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat because Torah Shabbat you have to reshay line Rambapeh. A blind person can't learn Chumash. The only way to do it is Baal Peh. Nowadays you have Braille. But then they didn't have it. How's a blind person going to learn Torah Shabbat Sam? So he said a blind person had to learn Chumash with Targum. So Mameila Rabbi Yosef was a Baki in Targum because since he was blind. Tosfos in Bava Kama, Gimel Amud Beis, says this Ritva, he says, people say, the blind people can't learn Torah Shabbat, and therefore Rabbi Yosef always learned Targum. The Shas says many times, get the Targum Rabbi Yosef. Tosfos says it's not emes. Tosfos argues with Ritva. Tosfos says, Eis lasis l'Hashem eferu Torah Secha. A blind person is mutter to learn Torah Shabbat Baal Peh. Just like nowadays, we have Torah Shabbat Peh written because of Eis Lasseis. So he says, Ein lecha Eis Lasseis gadol mizu, a blind person. You shouldn't learn Torah Shabbat Sav at all. So he says, Avada, Tosfos argues, the machloik is Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos says, Rabbi Yosef was just stabbed. He was a Baki and Targum. Not because he was blind, he just happened to be a Baki and Targum. And the Ritva learns, a blind person is allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Sav Baal Peh. The Gemara Fir Zais, Ve'ema Adovin Lekulu. Maybe, what does the Gemara mean? That maybe it's only Dabin B'Dabin Igu if it's all of them, Allah, Chichish, Ratzah, Ratzayah, Gadev, Niyof. Maybe only all five. But the Gemara Loi Saka Daitach. Diksiv ki mivnei eila of lo haaretz, ki mivnei eila of lo. How do you see it's going in each one? It doesn't say elu, it says eila. Mivnei eila of lo haaretz. Ki mivnei ola. Oh, that's very good. Ola chad mihanach. Oh, my mistake. Ki mivnei ola of lo haaretz. Let's look up something. Maybe Allah lechud, v'hanach lechudayin. Maybe Allah is worse. Allah alone is of la'aretz, and the others have to deal with them together. And the Gemara miksiv upirtzu, pirtzu ksiv. So this is member number two of Rabasi. What's the chiddush in this one? How terrible it is. Musar. They said a Musar for us also. It had to be Allah. They also dash in the psukim. Yeah, but it's not as calmer as this. It's that it's off the of Laharetz. It's kosher. Somebody's explaining why there was a specific warning on this. Why is a specific warning? Yeah. They also the Dara Mabel, they also did this. There are Mabel, they also did Znos. It was Nechtam in Neachamas. But Tashchaso, it says, was Znos too. So why did the Degei HaYom die by the Dara Mabel? Good question. What? Did they... It's mentioned that it's not because Rashi says that even the minim were mashchis in zebezeh. It's mentioned that the human beings are pretty close. Chamas was like nechtam el ala chamas, but it says even the minim, right? Even the minim were
fish.
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying that if human beings do niyof, it's going to cause a punishment even to the fish, worse than dharma. Why
they are not believed?
It's worse. Maybe there they knew which kids were mamzer. Here it's worse because here you have a neo. So maybe that's a terrace. But here it's chayv al chayv yasifa. Targum says it is. Can Targum Rabbi Yosef chayv al chayv yasifa? That it's bad because it does two avlas. One avla being by Lashisish. Right. But they only did one Avla. They were Bayalei Shishish. But the Avla of Mamzeris, they didn't cause. Because everyone knew what the child was. If they know it's a Mamzer, it's not Chayv Al-Chayv. That's Chayv Al-Chayv. That means just the fact they are Mamzer. Poor Matt and Tyra. The guy who got Ben Nassel out of marry a Mamzer, so it's not a problem. It's worse nowadays. Somebody asked this to Kasha, I don't know. What? Gemara sounds like the Avla is worse than the Dara Mabel. So that the Kuda doesn't seem to be worse. Because they did the same Avla, and it looks like the same. Anyway, next. I don't doubt that somebody asked the Kasha. It's a question of finding it. They have to look in the first Yachumish also. Hadi Yasi Karbi, a third member. Okay, please, if you didn't make a lane, just follow along. Hadid that. Remember, when they were sitting together, the people in the audience also didn't make a laning on it ahead of time, right? They're sitting together, and he said, oh, my word. So, if you didn't make a laning, you should be able to thought. Hadid that. Isha Sheviya Chatzasol Mesa. A lady who's a Yaledas. A Yaledas has to bring a carbon chatas and a carbon oila. So she only brought the chatas, she died. Yaviyu Yarshim Oilasa. The Yarshim should bring her Arla, Vam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, Avu Shefrisha Mechaim, who was separated in Mechaim, Avalai Yefrisha Mechaim, Lai. Now just as an Agav, what the Mefarshim talk about in this Sugya is why does it pick Isha? The Rashba asks, why her Isha? A man also who was Mefrish and Arla and died. So the Hamakna wants to suggest an interesting thing. What? She has a chiyuv, but let's say you have a man who's a mitzayir or a zav, he also have a chiyuv when he dies. A nazir, what? Except this kingdom, you mean? The question is, if you want to teach me this halacha, why stick it in kingdom and talk about an isha? You can stick it in any mesecta and talk about an isha also. It's nothing to do with mesecta's kingdom. Anyway, there's a shtickle, the Hamakna has a few pshat, and one pshat he says, this isha obviously died after her husband. Because what about Yarshim? Yarshim means her children, who Yarshim are. He's medayik that the Isha who died, if she has a husband, her husband doesn't have to bring her carbon. It's only if you Yarshim I lost her. Yarshim have an obligation. The husband's chiyuv to bring a carbon for the wife is mitzadik suba. Taksubasa, he has to pay for her karbanis. And the chapta hamakna says, this is chiyuvim al ksuba, end as soon as she dies. As soon as she dies, he doesn't have to do the ksuba. He's no chiyuv ksuba anymore. So since he has no chiyuv ksuba anymore, he doesn't have to bring a carbon anymore. So Mamele is off the hook. Only if you Yarshin Elasa. What? Technically, no, because technically he owns it or controls it. Mechayim. He Yarshin's how we always say that the husband's called the Yarish. Right? But that's how the Hamakna suggests the possible shot. Unless he means Yavir Yarshin, that if Shitaka had her money, he has to bring. And if he's a Yarish, he will bring. But mitzad the husband's chiyuvim, where he gives him his own money, some of what I'm asking. Again, if she had money and they are yarshim, they have to bring. But if she didn't have money, she was just paying for her husband's money, because the husband asks suba, has to pay. It's one of the 10 things he has to do is pay her karbanis, whatever kapara she needs. So that chiyuv that the husband has, the mark of a carbon on her behalf, is only as long as she's alive. This chiyuv exuba. Once she dies, there's no chayichiv to bring a carbon fire. And in Mela, the whole thing falls in.
She started before she died.
Right. So calls him out. No, his chiv is to achieve a kapara for her. Once she's dead, he has no chiv anymore. Chiv started earlier, but it ended. That's what he said. So we see that the shibud that was mechayim does not continue. Amar Ravasi, again, Ravasi, third member of Ravasi, Amar Biyachas. Avagav shalei efrisha mechayim. No, even if she didn't separate it mechayim, Amar Ksava shibud is dairaisa. He holds that the shibud is dairaisa. Papligi bachadazim. That's an old machlaikas. The Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Ravasi was saying the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Okay. Papligachadazim, the Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel was the one who said, Shefrisha Mechayim. The Rabbi Shmuel Amri Tavayu, Malva Apeh, Ine Gavman HaShubad, Nolem and HaKufas. Malva Apeh, Yarshim don't have to pay. Shibud Alav Dei Reis. Vichir Shlokish Amri Tavayu, Malva Apeh, Gavman HaYarshim and HaKufas. They hold Shibud is Dei Reis. So it's really the same Achleikis. Rabbi Asi is saying, Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Yishkai Yafara. We already know Rabbi Yechanan Shlokish all that way. So the Gemara Tzricha, you're right. It's the same Achleikis, but each one is a Chiddush. Even if we just talk about milval peh, I would say that's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. The Torah wasn't mechayiv. But by karbonis, which a Torah is mechayiv, I would think he's meider that the shibud is more chamer. Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish. V'yashmina baha, I would only tell me the case of karbonis. Baha kamer Rabbi Yechon. The mavak sul b'torah sul b'shtardat. I would say only by a karbon, which is the Torah's obligation. So Lamaisa, they're both the same, but I need a tzricha to tell me both cases. How do we paskin? Amar Rav Papa Hilchisa Milva Apeh Gaivim and Ayarshin Ve'ein Gaivim and Alakuchis. We paskin half and half. That if you owe somebody Apeh from Yarshin, you can be Teveya. If there's money in the Yerusha, if there's no money in the Yerusha, it can be Teveya. Ve'ein Gaivim and Alakuchis. Gaivim and Ayarshin Shibud Deraisa. So lekuchis, there's no coil. You can't no val pay. You can't be mechayev not to pay. But otherwise, shibud deraisa, it could be today. So the yarshim who owe money, if there's yerusha, they are obligated to pay. Yeah. Okay, an interesting thing. My father, before he passed away, told me he has put away a list of people he lent money to. Davis Patira, he was telling me about whatever he... My father was zeicher to a Patira like in the time of the Gemara. Before he died, the Zainakuch came, he gave him a bracha. He told me what to do with his money, and he called his Rav, and he was nifta shortly afterwards. So he told me that he has in a certain place in the kitchen a list of about, must be 25 people that he lent money to. I mean, I'm not talking about a few dollars, big money. He said, I'm Michael, all of them, except if there are any Ashirim there. As far as I know, only one person is there that has money that needed for whatever for business. And he told me which one. And as far as he knows, all the others is Michael. They're all, every halvah was over $1,000. Some of them were $10,000. It's almost 2 years since he was Nifter. Only one person of the whole 25 counted. They don't know that my father was Michael. Only one of the whole 25 contacted us that they owe him money. To me, it's such a depressing thing. There's so many people. They owe money. And very depressing, you know. And I'm not questioning the money. He was Michael the money, so I have no negias. But the one person that came, he came during the Shiva. He's a Rebbe. He got a penny to his name. He owes a lot of money. So he came with me during the Shiva. He said, Shana, I owe your father this amount of money. So I told him, my father was Michael, unless you're an usher. Since I said the word usher, he started laughing. So he said, I want to pay you anyway. As I said, I want to pay you anyway. Just right now, I have the money. So I told him, if you pay me, you're giving me a gift. Because I didn't lend you money. It's not for Arachai. So you want to give me matanis? You can give matanis to other people. If you borrow from somebody's Michael, you want to pay him anyway. All right, I could hear it. But yeah. To me, it's like a little of a depressing thing that that nobody, huh?
He spread the word.
All right, maybe. At any rate, I was marviach today that in case it does snow a foot tonight, and for some reason tomorrow something happens with the Seder Yeshiva, you'll have what to do anyway. Although my hope is and plan is to be here tomorrow, whatever happens. But this Gemara, like I said, go through quickly. What? And I will tell you, I want to get to the next Mishnah. The next Gemara of Mises Habal, if you get there soon, which I hope you will, is a very Geshmaka Rabbi Chanan on the Shaila of Eishes Eliyahu Muteres. It's a famous Rabbi Chanan. Eliyahu Hanavi's wife, if she's allowed to remarry, Eliyahu Hanavi didn't die, but he left this world. So the clear is his wife Mutter, do you need Misa Sabal? Or do you need the Baal's not here? So in Chelek Beis, where B'chon has Simonim, there's one simon called the Meishas Eliyahu Muteres, and there's a lot of Torah on it. If you look in the Stechemet on the Eishas Eliyahu, he also has a lot of Torah on it.